itu jelas bottom of hari keempat.
Last bottom.
Bottom, bottom.
What's the last bottom? The depth. The deepest.
Deepest.
How? By praying to?
By bhavana. Only we can please Krishna. Aradhika by deep. Only it can approach to the feet of Krishna. If he selects one of any efficient gopi, he will not lift her feet. They may do anything that they will send us in the feet of Krishna. Sri Rupa Kripaye Suniyachi Loka Mukhe Bole Sarvajan. Sri Rupa Kripaye Mile Sri Krishna Char. In a poem it has been written, Narottam Thakur is writing, I have heard that by taking shelter in the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, Radha and Krishna easily be found. So I pray my Gurudev that he should take me to Rupa Goswami and to spell me in the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. And pray for me that you should take me to Jugal Kishore. Jugal Kishore, you know? Jugal Kishore, Kishore. Then Rupa Goswami, Rukmanjari will take me to Lalita Vishakha and tell her, pray her, that give a special mercy for them, this new one. Then they will take to Radha and Krishna. Radha will tell, ask, who is she? Then Rupa Manjari will tell, that newly coming, oh, it seems very efficient, very what?
Organized.
Very sweet. Very beautiful. Very efficient in every color. Color you know? Art. Master of all art, you know. Then Srimati will laugh something, smile, and Lalita will give her hand in the hands of Jugal Samani Kishori, Kishori ji. And she again will give her hand in the hands of Rupa Manjari. Keep it and make this newly Sati so efficient in every dancing, singing, playing, doing everything. So is anyone like this efficient Sati on everything? Who is so merciful?
You said pray to our guru to bring us to Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. So how can we think of our Prabhupada in his Vastu City without imagination, without kalpana.
Everything to him.
But should we meditate on him in the form that he previously revealed?
Anyhow you should do. But he's continuing.
If I take off the tape, can I ask the question? It's pretty safe.
You want to take my everything and I will be like you.
It says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the more the Panchatattva distributed love of God, the more it increased hundreds of times. So whenever you distribute it to us, you're getting it hundreds of more times anyway.
You are taking my everything.
That's only Vivekananda. He said that. Just one last question, very quick. Sometimes when I pray to Radharani for direct service, I say, please give me your direct service so that when I preach, it'll have more effect. But is this proper, or should I just forget about the preaching and just say, please give me your direct service, and then everything else will come automatically? Is that a dumb question, as usual?
It's a question.
Very profound. It's a very deep question.
Again, you?
You know, we pray to Radharani, please give me your service. Let me put the necklace on you, etc., etc. Let me have your direct service. So, one of my services, you know, here with this body is prachar, you know, bhakti bhakti prachar. So sometimes when I pray to Radharani for her direct personal service, I say, so that when I preach to the public, it will have, you know, you will be present there and I'll have more effect in giving people Krishna consciousness. Because right now I don't have effect. Is that kind of prayer okay?
Going on, no? When Srimati Radhika will bestow her mercy to you, and if she become mad, at that time what preaching will do?
It will be very effective. But I mean, should I bother praying like that or not? In other words, don't pray like that.
Then preaching will be more beautiful. Anyone see you weeping, rolling, lacks and lacks time more than what you are doing. That when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing preaching in mass here and there and there, but he did so many times more when he was in cave, Gambira, and weeping, oh Krishna. Where you are? Premananda Katakadata, it's best in this, what I'm telling you. You will buljayagi something. Forget everything. Whether you wear this sari or no, no care. Whether it is standing on ground and you are going hurry, hurry. And then everyone knows you. That is Krishna. Then real prachar will be done. Now we are sitting without any realization. But if sitting with realization, it will be so fruitful. 100 and less than more. Janma sattha kara para upakar. At first, you should realize yourself and Krishna. Then you can tell anything about him. Now you are distributing letters, telegram, like neon. We are like neon. We don't know what is in this. you are giving. But when you realize, then that thing will be another. If anyone hear you at that time, see if it's certainly like gopis. Realize so. I wish only that I should be realized. I'm telling for so many years and years that two chance, yes, but I have no chance. No water comes. I want that Krishna should come with water. Heart should come out. Then really this thing is sadhana bhajan.
How do we understand that, Maharaj, that somebody who is transcendental to the modes of nature and doesn't have any karma like you, yet you appear to be ill sometimes? How do we understand that?
That Krishna must be two things. His own past karma. Due to his own bad and good karma. What he has done. Thoughts are coming now. We should avail all these things. Satyam kampam susumikshaman bhunjan evatma kritam vipakam. We have done in past and now the action, reaction is coming.
We can say that about ourselves, but someone who's beyond karma, someone...
Then we should see telling. Sukadev Goswami is telling to Parikshit. First he said no. In connection with his own. But for others, he will see that Tattenu Kampam. We should see that Krishna mercy is there. Krishna is doing Kripa Kutam. In so many heaters. For gopis, he goes outside of gopis. And gopis are waiting and they are so sad, telling that himself that we have done anything wrong in past life, that Krishna has done our oversight. So, regarding ourselves, we should know that for past time, sins are good, we are having all this. And for others, Krishna is doing mercy to them. How? I think that I'm so angry. I'm so wretched. I'm so karmic. But always I am busy with karma. But Krishna has held me ill. So that you should not lose. I wonder here and there, going everywhere. No? I have no time to do bhajan. By mercy Krishna thought that he will not go. So he must be ill. So that he will not go here and there and he will chant. So it is the mercy of Christ that he has made so. I have anger. He has felt me ill. How will I be angry to others? All are serving me. So I am debtor to them. So I will have to think that I should meet him. At that time I am without help. Alone. No help. Ja rahi hain? So if I am angry, I am so weak, and if I am angry, they will be like this. Understand? No? But if I am weak,
right,
and I will be angry to any South person, then he will do like this and do like this.
With you.
So by fear, I will not angry. So Krishna has created such a circumstances that you should not be angry. If you will be angry, they will beat you. You should not abuse anyone. If you will be abused, they will beat you. So Krishna has done so much, so good for
what?
Circumstances,
right.
That I will have to hotly check me. So this is Krishna. I am so luster. Krishna has fallen ill. How can you do? So it is Krishna. I was so laborious and my body was so strong in my young age. Always going, moving here and there. No? So Krishna fell me ill. And Gurudev ordered that you cannot go here and there, so you should translate Bangla bhakti book in Hindi, and you should manage to publish a monthly magazine. So by fourth, I have to live here. Guru Maharaj created a mutt here for me, that he will live here, read books. He gave me so many books here because I was in at that time. Krishna fell me ill, and then I was bound to read books sitting in illness and writing something. At last I became a very famous editor, knowing everything. This was the mercy of Krishna, that I tell you, if I was not ill by the Krishna mercy, I could not read books. I would have been ignorant one. So everything is this policy and mercy of Krishna.
You said we should read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Yes.
So in there, in the last volume, there appears...
You have read?
Yes.
You are very quick.
I have to read it again, though. There's stories that Gopakumar tells about Aristasura and Keshi that are different from the Bhagavatam, apparently. Because it said that Krishna didn't kill Arista, but he just made him a bull for his cart. And Keshi just became one of the horses in Vrindavan.
We'll have to reconcile all these facts.
How?
God may give you that I how I reconcile all these things? You make up reconcile all these facts. It is true to any extent. And Bhagavatam, that thing is same. Bhagavatam has told that he killed it, Kesi. But after what? After that, what became? He went to Golok. Because Krishna has killed him. He went to Golok and became in a shape of horse there. And Krishna played, sometimes ride on him and run. And so both are the same. Understand?
Also, when Akrura came to take Krishna to Mathura,
Hundred and thousand, one should be killed. This is no offense. Understand? To save 100,000 by killing one, then killing is good. And to save 1,000 and lakhs are killed, this is not good. So gopis are telling. They are only Vasudev and Devaki will be killed. And they will be killed by Kans. But here, everyone will be killed by themselves, not by Kans. Because Krishna is soul and life of all gopis and gopis. They will be killed themselves without any
external force.
But Devaki and Vasudev will not be killed if Kans does not kill. So it may be that anyhow Kans will be checked and they may not be killed. But here everyone be killed. So gopis' arguments are very...
But didn't it also involve the whole Yadu dynasty was afraid of Kamsa?
Huh?
The whole Yadu dynasty was afraid of Kamsa. So didn't it involve their protection as well? The whole Yadu dynasty? Because if Krishna killed Kamsa, then the whole Yadu dynasty would be protected.
But anyhow, they will not kill him. They will be accepted. They will go here and there and they will. But gopis cannot go there anywhere. Like this, they will be killed. Without what? That telling the real fact. And they are telling the real fact that Akuji is loyal. Because they have themselves seen that Yashoda has yelled a baby, Krishna. But there, why are they are telling? To lie? So gopis are. There is something in it. Gopi's argument, but not in a crude argument. He has partiality towards Mathura.
They have partiality towards Vrindavan.
No, they are not. They are telling frankly. What is this fact?
Yeah? Yeah?
In
अरे कब से बैठी हैं ये, एक दो घंटे से बैठी हैं, अभी निकला। उनका कोई काम धंधा तो है।
One young girl and her family approached me yesterday in the guest house.
Where?
In the guest house at our temple. And just very basically, we were talking about Krishna consciousness, chanting, japa, because she was chanting the Balabhacharya, that mantra that they do. Some guests who come to our Bombay or Calcutta temple. So I have two questions. One, what happens if somebody chants Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama? Can they also reach the destination of Krishna? Or what is their status? Do they have to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or what?
What do you think?
I personally think so, because Krishna Das Kaviraj said that anyone who doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, he's not accepted as a real Vaishnava. But other people think differently, so I'm asking you.
No. You know that 60,000 rishis went to Ram.
60,000 what? Oh, rishis.
In Dandakaran. They went to Ram. And they were again in the form of gopis and became gopis and went Ram. So by going Ram, also Ram can be achieved and Krishna can be. Shruti have received gopi bhav and they are in gopi. Bilva Mangali before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has also received.
So why does
Jayadeva Goswami also has?
Right. So why does Krishna Das Kaviraj say that then?
Huh?
Why does Krishna Das Kaviraj say that? Adi Lila chapter 8.
What?
That anyone who doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna and worship him, he can't achieve Krishna.
So how before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu you can kill? After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can feel like this. But before, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, has no birth.
Right, but I mean now, the people now who are, and say in other sampradayas, Balabha sampradaya, who chant Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama, what is their...
What do you mean by Krishna Sharanam?
Surrender to Krishna. Take shelter of Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told this thing. Yoh bhajya aage kohar. Understand? Yoha Bhajya Aage Kahar. It is outward. Gone. Sarvadharman Patyajyamam Ekam Saranam Brajaham Swam Sarvapapyamam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, oh, this is not good. This is outward. Go on. So, only Saranakti will not do. Saranakti is for protect, for taking anything from Krishna. So Saranakti is not bhakti. It is the door of bhakti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bhakti, what he has given, is another first Guruvaji thing. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramchandra and all others have given gopi bhav, but not manjari bhav. And to everyone, those who came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, qualified, unqualified, everyone, whom he saw, he gave that bhav. Even to animals, for specialty in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's so generous. He's so kind. He's so merciful than Krishna. At that time, Dandakaranya Vasi has austerities for about lakhs and lakhs year. But now, in 1 or 2 or 3 words, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, I'm friend, come. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more person.
So when I was speaking to her about the holy name, Krishna's non-different from his name, because I knew in my heart that I have no realization of this,
yes.
It was very painful to speak to her because I knew, what can I give her? Because I have no realization. So when I experienced that pain, how should I pray to Krishna or what should I do?
We should pray with our heart. Our wordings and heart should be one. When we are praying, our heart should become out in the shape of tears. Then both will be one.
So we
can tell, but we cannot do without mercy of Krishna or any special Krishna associate. We can weep for worldly things, but not for us. We can see, we can do something, but how to weep? Indian ladies are very expert in weeping. Are you expert in weeping? Oh, she is very expert. I want to learn how to weep. I also want, but I want to be from my heart. Oh Krishna, this will do. Only Raganuga Bhakti can do very easy, but it is hard to very what? If there is no Raga Bhakti, Raganu, we should go on doing Vaidhi Bhakti. No other alternative. Kanjan Gaurangi, Radhe Vinda, Vishabhan, Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priya, Mangalam Bhavatu. Mangalam Bhavatu?
Auspiciousness. Become auspicious.
This is Ashirvad. Ashirvad, you know?
Benediction.
Benediction. Blessing. I always bhul jata. Just remember. My mind is so. I could not remember. Theek ho gaya?
Do you have any questions?
You are satisfied?
Your question?
Kuch aaya?
Maharaj, in Navadvip you were saying that you can pray in Navadvip to enter Vrindavan, to enter the mood of Vrindavan, and we should pray for qualification in Navadvip. So, can we pray to Navadvip while we are in Vrindavan? Qualification to enter Vrindavan. And it's just the same.
Being here, we can pray Navadvip. And being in Navadvip, we can pray Vrindavan.
Is that because of the merciful nature of Navadvip Dham?
Have you read Madhurya Kadambini? It will be very helpful. Try to follow the lines of Madhurya Kadambini. How to give up on earth and to chant pure Harinam and to remember how to advance. How to be Naitik, Bhakti, and after that, Ruchi, Asakti.
In the Madhurya Kadambini, there are many, many kasayas mentioned, and anarthas, and obstacles, and you say we should think how to give them up. And at other times you say we can give them up with by having greed they automatically go away. So how do we adjust this? Do we try to get rid of them individually or try to increase the greed by praying and begging more?
By doing bhakti activity more and more. How we can increase our greed in Raga Nuga Bhakti, it is essential. How it will be? By reading all these books, hearing Harikatha like this, by remembering the past times of Krishna. Is tumhara koi hai to? When you are going?
The 26th.
And you?
26.
All 26. You?
Second.
22nd?
Second. Second. Second.
Perhaps you can think of something I can bring you back from the West. That's difficult to get here or whatever.
Maharaj, you're coming to Vrindavan?
Huh?
You are coming to Vrindavan?
On 25th or 26th. I will come. And be up to 5th. I will give letters to that word. Anything more? You know everything. You all. Read also Srimad Bhagavatam with commentary.
I've been reading Hridayananda Maharaj's 10th canto. It has a little bit of Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur in the purport. If there's some other book of Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur's 10th canto purport, we don't know about it, but we're reading the 10th canto.
But always read.
By and by.
Always read with deep affection and love.
How?
Yasoda once that Srimati Radhika should come to my house and she should prepare meals for Krishna. You know? Why?
Because she's serving the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna by inviting Radharani over.
Huh?
So that she can facilitate the connection between Radha and Krishna.
Outwardly it has been told that she is calling Srimati Radhika that his son is not taking food. He is so lean and thin. So if she will prepare meals, it will be very tasteful. And if she prepares, Durvasa has told that your preparation, who will test, she will be most stout or very strong.
No disease.
No disease. She will be not be parajit, not be defeated by anyone, and so many things. But this was outward. Yashoda knows that if anyhow I can call Srimati, my wife will be very careful. But why he will be careful? He judges. He judges her. But she knows that she will be very careful. And if I am not calling, Krishna has no test in
anything.
No? No test. She knows. So this is very internal. And one thing is that also, that anything is not anything is, she knows everything. She knows everything. But it cannot express. She cannot express. She knows everything. A mother knows everything. But for her boys, children, she will not disclose, and she will be as ignorant that I am not. And she will give facility to meet them.
And pretend that
if there was not this, no Krishna lila would be so sweet. So everyone, father, mother, sakha, das, everyone helping Mathura to be so sweet. Otherwise it would be sad. Anytime Srimati and Krishna were in a position that they meet together and they were about to talk, in the midst of Yashoda came. But she is seeing both, but seeing no one, she is going straight. Krishna and Srimati Radhika both saw them and became so shy. They fled away here and they fled away. No? This is called rough. Understand? So, whether Yashoda knows or not anything, she is ignorant or anything, but yet it produces rough. So, everything helps. Be helpful for us. We should think all these things like
this. You said whether she knows or whether she's ignorant, she's still helping.
But she is not ignorant. We should know.
In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in the morning, she...
Everything is not is disclosed anywhere, that I am telling you. This is the fact. Anyone cannot disclose. There are so many things. In Bhagavad poem, slokes, so many things are there. All are undisclosed. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, sometimes Sanatana Goswami has disclosed. But even there are so many facts that they have not also disclosed. It is not a fact of to disclose. Only to realize in heart. And in Harikatha,